letters from the Rebbe. This is holy letters of the Rebbe. This is volume 4. And this is letter number 981. Interesting. This is a letter that the Rebbe is writing to a chassid named Schneer Zalman Gurevich. And the Rebbe is saying, it was very pleasantly I received your letter. This was from Saturday night. The Rebbe gives him a nice title also. He opens up with a nice title. And ninth day of this month, ninth of Yud Gimel Nissen. And you notify me in the letter that you have come safely to Canada. Now that was the time. We're talking about 1950 over here. And a lot of the Hasidim were trying to get in from Europe to the United States. I mean, many of them went to Israel, some went to Canada. I mean, America had quotas then, so they didn't just let, you know, people in. It was difficult to get in, you needed protection. So people went to Canada. What?
That's why half my family's in Canada.
Yeah, that's why, oh, see that? Okay, so, and also that you began, the Rebbe's writing to him that you get, it'll settle in, and the Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that you should settle in a fitting way, both physically, spiritually, so that you can set up time for study of Torah, the revealed, the esoteric, Hasidus, and you should have, you know, all your needs so that you can do it in a relaxed way, so you can study and do mitzvahs by having all your needs met. And also to add strength in the side of charity, to give more charity. But the Rebbe says it's not worthy, it's not fitting to wait to set up your times of learning Torah after you wait till you fully settle in and everything is squared away. That's when you're going to set up study of Torah. The Rebbe says, no, that's not, you shouldn't wait, especially study of Torah in a set way, that is actually the vehicle that brings down, and that's the vehicle that that's the receptacle to receive God's blessings for good, physically and spiritually. So, in other words, don't push off the study of Torah so that when you'll be settled, because if you want that, your settlement should be, you know, proper. And one of the big issues for immigrants in general is they need to support themselves. They need a livelihood. So it's a transition time when people need to look for something to earn a living from, and they're worried about it. So the Rebbe is basically saying to them, don't push that off until you're settled, and then you'll start studying Torah. But if you set up time for Torah study, that will help you settle more easily in a better way. Then, and as Rebbe says, the quicker you will make that receptacle, the blessing is going to come quicker. And the greater you make that receptacle, which means the more Torah you learn, the greater you will receive more goodness. The Rebbe also says, I also received the Shalach Monas. He said the Rebbe Purim. He said the Rebbe Mishloach Monas, and the Rebbe says it was a bottle full with Benedictine. The Rebbe thanks him for that. You know, since then Benedictine has had several questions on it. Some people are questioning the kashrut, but you know, you see, there was actually just recently a video that they had, and you see on the Rebbe's table, they served Benedictine. But the Rebbe in later years told them not to bring to his table the Benedictine. It's a kind of a liquor. And it's been around for, it's monks. It's made by
the Benedictine.
Yeah, and it's made, but it was used in the olden days by the Rebbe's and things like that. And so it definitely was kosher. But the question is, did things change or did something happen in between? But just because whether people would complain or whatever, I mean, I'm not here to know exactly the Rebbe's reasons. But at the end, the Rebbe did not want them to bring the Benedictine to the table because of the questions that people asked about it. However, by the Hasidim, there are those who say no, absolutely not.
Yes.
And there's those that say yes, because it was by the Rebbe, so like, you know.
Well, the thing is, the formula didn't change.
Well,
it's a question about how.
Amen.
Yeah, because the point is, the formula never changed.
The problem is that in the Talmud we actually find, this is from the Talmud. The Talmud proves, I forget, I studied it, but I forgot exactly where it is. But the Talmud proves that a certain water doesn't have bugs in it on the basis, had it had bugs, then the rabbi would not have drunk it, and because Hashem would not have him drink something which had. That's used as evidence in the Talmud that it must be something which is kosher, or it's something that it's not a problem. The fact that the Rebbe's drank this, then Hashem protects them, that nothing bad should come through them. Either they changed the formula, or more people said, no, there's nothing really wrong. They are, I mean, the issue they have is because there's wine over there, and the question is, do they make it in the same? Yayin Nesach, that would be like non-Jewish wine.
Yeah,
and
I remember years ago we had a problem with liqueurs because the way the process
that's some of the issue. But here the Rebbe clearly thanks him for sending him a full barrel, a bottle of Benedictine. And the Rebbe also is adding over here the letter that he sent for Pesach together with the Maimer, because there was also a Maimer over there. And the Rebbe ends, I said, I want to bless you for a happy Passover, a kosher one, a happy one. And again, the Rebbe says you should settle physically and spiritually properly very, very soon. And I send greetings to you. Now, it's also interesting that, you know, you don't know what the response. We're reading the Rebbe's response. We're not reading the letter that was sent to the Rebbe. We can just deduce from the Rebbe's response somewhat is in, but it almost seems like the people were asking the Rebbe that they're having a hard time settling, or they're having parnosa, because the Rebbe keeps on emphasizing that it gives them, blessing him to settle easily, and the Rebbe advises him basically to spend more time of studying Torah, so that'll help him along. And then, so it almost seems like, again, I didn't see the letter, but it almost seems like the person was saying that, yes, they're there, but, you know, they haven't settled yet, or they're trying to settle. And these are all the instructions that the Rebbe is giving him.